Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. It's a Tuesday, everybody. Next week is the election, and it's over, and nobody has to talk about it anymore. Thank God. All right, if you are between the ages of 18 and 34, and you're listening to this year's station, 97.1 FM Talk, I have a quick question for you. And we'll wait till all eight phone lines light up, and then I'll ask you that question. But if you're between 18 and 34, all right, that's sort of a decent demographic that people are looking for nowadays. Here are the phone numbers. Again, 18 to 34. I don't care if you're a man, a woman, if you're you were born a man, now you're a woman. I don't care. I don't know what you are.
Fantastic.
Yeah, but whatever you are, 18 to 34. If you're 18 to 34, call this number right now. Quick question. Won't take too much time out of your day. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Now, a lot of advertisers are looking for you to try their products because guys like me, I'm 45. I already have my shampoo, my shaving cream, my razors, the kind of clothes I buy, the kind of detergent I use. Everything's locked off. There's very rarely something new that comes into my house. I think I still use Pledge, you know, for the furniture and 409 to clean the surfaces, Windex for the windows, Tide for the laundry. So I got my products locked off, and chance of me, you know, moving are pretty slim. It might be try something new here or there, but I'm not going to change my life at 45. You know, the things that I've decided to use in my life are going to be with me probably for the rest of my life. But 18 to 34, you guys are different. And that's who the advertisers are going to try to direct their product to. 18 to 34-year-olds. All right? So if you're 18 to 34, 520-9710. All right, let's see. We have a full bank of calls here. This is the audience that people are looking for. Michelle and Pomona, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. You're 24 years old?
Yeah, I am.
All right, so you're fairly susceptible to new products and new things that come out there. I'm sure you see, you know, you don't wear the same makeup as you did maybe 2 years ago.
Right.
You try different shampoos or different hairstyles or whatever.
Right.
You live in Pomona?
Yes, I do.
Do you get the LA Times delivered to your house?
Yes, I do.
And do you live by yourself?
No, I'm currently living with my boyfriend.
Oh, your boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and you do get the LA Times delivered to the house?
Yes.
How often do you read it?
A couple times a week. I usually just go through the ads.
Okay.
I'm being honest. I mean, that I read usually on Sundays, read how SC did. I'm not a really good alum when it comes to keeping up with how they're doing.
Now, what was on the front cover, the front page of the LA Times today?
Today, I have no idea.
I have no idea. Okay.
I'm completely honest. And today, I feel like awful. I went to work. I saw it sitting there. I'm like, oh, that's nice. I picked up an Albertson ad and walked away.
You know what? I think that's the reason why we get it, too, at our house. Because on Sunday, my wife will go through the ads.
Right.
But other than that, it just, you know,
I
just have to walk to the end of the driveway, pick it up, and 90% of the time, I just throw it right in the recycling bin.
Oh, no.
Does it go right in the blue can?
Oh, yeah. It's the can. Or we can collect it during the week and it goes in the blue can on, like, Tuesday or something.
Right. All right. Thanks for calling, Michelle.
Great. Thanks.
All right. There she goes. Beth and Redondo, another young lady. You're 33 years old?
Yes. Hi. Right.
Hey, how are you, baby?
I'm doing good.
All right.
Nice to talk to you.
Thank you very much, baby. Hey, do you get the LA Times delivered to your house?
No, I don't, actually.
You do not? Why is that?
Nope, I read everything online.
Online. So when you go to buy a car, sell a car, get an apartment, or go to the movies, it's online?
Everything.
Everything is online. When you book travel, you do it yourself. You don't go to the travel agency.
Nope, I use Expedia.
Yeah, I do the same thing. You know what? Here's a tip for you, for people listening right now. If you're planning on going to Seattle for Thanksgiving, maybe you have some family up there. I don't know what you got going. Currently, and I'm not sure if this still exists here, but about 3 days ago, I bought a one-way ticket, actually a round-trip ticket, but a one-way fare from LAX to Seattle, because I guess nobody's flying nowadays, for $74.
Cha-ching!
It's on Virgin America Airlines, which I've never been on before. But I guess that's supposed to be a pretty cool airline. $74 to Seattle, $74 back to Los Angeles. And for my wife, my daughter, myself, for three of us, bought three tickets, round trip, taxes, airfare, everything, out the door, $507. So check out these. If you've priced tickets recently, you want to go home for Thanksgiving, wherever home is, check them out again because nobody's flying. So you're going to get some great deals. Gina was going to go to Kansas, and you said the airfare started around $800, $700?
It started at $700.
$700. What is it now?
It's about $390.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, almost half price. Look at you.
It's not bad.
All right, Beth, we thank you for calling. Just wondered if you got that newspaper, baby.
Thank you. No, I don't. It's Friday night. Are you going to be at the...
Friday night.
Is that Friday night?
Friday night, we'll be at the Queen Mary.
Okay, maybe I'll see you there.
Yeah, come on down. It's very, very close to Redondo Beach.
I know. Just right around the...
Yeah, we'll all be there. Yeah. All right, thank you for calling, Beth. Appreciate it. Miguel in Van Nuys, you're 34 years old. How are you, sir?
How's it going tonight?
All right. You live in Van Nuys. You live in an apartment or a condo or house?
Apartment.
Apartment. You get the LA Times delivered?
Nope.
No. Why is that?
I don't like newspapers. They've got that ink and that terrible smell, and everything's online.
My wife's the same way. She has to put on gloves to read the Times. It's like an old woman there, an old like 65-year-old woman sitting in the corner with white gloves reading that paper. You guys see what's in this paper? All right, and so you do everything online?
Yep.
Okay, thank you for calling, buddy. Appreciate it. Jose in Van Nuys, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
How's it going, Tim?
All right, you're 20 years old?
Yes, I'm 20.
And you get the LA Times delivered to your house?
Hell no. I just buy it once a week when the fry section's up. That's it.
Oh, so you're just looking for the fry, the discounts at Fry's.
Exactly. Right. Everything else I do online.
Everything online?
Yeah.
All right. And you're 20 years old?
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thank you for calling, man. There he goes. Frank on the 91. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Timmy, my boy. How's it going?
Hey, you're 28 years old?
Yes, sir.
And you get the LA Times delivered to you?
No, I don't. I think the last time I bought it was almost 10 years ago, and that was for a college project.
Wow, 10 years ago. You know, we had it delivered to the house recently, or actually up until today. I canceled it today because I was tired of picking up and putting it in a blue bin. And the only reason I use it is to start the fireplace.
Good. Well, my wife gets the local paper, and we use it for cat litter.
Right. Okay. Must be some exceptional cats you got going.
We put it on the bottom just to pick it up and stuff.
I see. All right. All right, buddy. Thank you for calling. Look at that, man. This cat is essing on the Times. Nicholas and Claremont, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Timmy.
Hey, you're 22?
Yes, sir.
You get that LA Times delivered to you?
Nah.
Why is that?
I live in an apartment. Everything's online, movies, yeah. Everything. You know what I mean?
I understand. That you're the wave of the future, my brother.
Yes, sir.
And, all right, and last call here. Sam in Orange County, you're on the air.
You big stud, you.
Hey, dude, you get the LA Times delivered to you?
No, I don't.
No, you don't. Okay. All right, well, that sort of confirms my suspicion. One person out of the eight calls we just took, ages 18 to 34, and again, that's the demographic that a lot of these advertisers are looking for, gets the LA Times. And the overwhelming people who don't get the LA Times do everything online. And again, I just canceled mine today. No big reason. I mean, it's not one of these, like, you know, right-wing wackos and the LA Times, a real far-leaning left, you know, left-wing mag, you know, rag. That had nothing to do with it. The fact that I've got to pick it up every day, and it goes right in the blue bin. I look at the headline, and I just toss it away because whatever's on the LA Times in the morning, I've already seen online. And those stories are probably 12 hours old. Like, if there's a murder on, let's say there's a murder or there's a gang shooting or there's some kind of, you know, big disaster, it's a big crime or big fire or whatever, and happens Friday night around 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, maybe 11 o'clock at night, and doesn't make the Times on Saturday. The first time you're going to read about that news is Sunday morning. When you wake up, you know, nine, 10, 11 o'clock on Sunday morning. So that story is already 2 days old by the time you pick it up, where you can go online for free and read it online. And that's why I think people are saying F it to getting the paper delivered. And it's not just the LA Times. The LA Times happens to be a local paper here. And that's why we're talking about it. But, you know, the Wall Street Journal, the USA Today, especially the USA Today. I mean, you know, you pick up a USA Today on Sunday and it has Thursday stories in it. Because that's the weekend. They still do weekend edition on USA Today? I think they do. So whatever happens on Thursday before 10 p.m. on the East Coast, which is 7 o'clock out here. So Thursday at 7 out here, you'll read about it on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Or Saturday and Sunday, the weekend edition of the USA Today. And it becomes, it's obsolete. You know, I'm not taking into account all the newspaper, all the actual, you know, the trees that have been, cut down to make the newspaper. That has nothing to do with it. It's a pain in the ass. I gotta now pick it up out of the driveway, walk it back into the house, and it goes right in the blue bin. It goes right in the recycling bin. Because I have enough newspaper now to burn for the winter. I don't need any more at LA Times. But listen to this. The LA Times has laid off 10% of its editorial staff. The paper cut 75 employees in the newsroom. 75 people in the newsroom are going to have a nervous Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Hanukkah. You know, God only knows why they couldn't wait till, you know, January to do this. I mean, that's 75 jobs. It's 75 families that may have had, you know, plans on doing something. And these guys don't make a killing. You know, the people write for the LA Times. They make, between probably $40,000 and $90,000. Some of them a little more, some of them a little less. But these are families that, they couldn't wait until after the holidays, huh? They'd do it at, late October. I guess that's the real sign. You know, if you make it through October, then you may make it through the end of the year. Because if you fire somebody in November, it looks bad. You know, Thanksgiving coming up. And, these kids, these people probably have, you know, kids that are out there going to go out there trick-or-treating on Friday. You got to put the happy face on them, even though you got fired by the LA Times. You got Thanksgiving coming up, the Christmas holidays. You're going to be nervous about spending money. And they couldn't wait, huh? I mean, that paper isn't that much trouble that you have to, you couldn't, you know, let 75 people, couldn't cut, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4. Four more checks if you're getting paid bi-monthly or semi-monthly.
Jesus Christ.
They couldn't cut four more checks for 75 people. Some of them have probably been there a long, long time. Anyway, the article says, facing falling revenue in a stalling economy, the Los Angeles Times on Monday laid off 75 editorial employees and part of a 200-person reduction that began last week. The Times, no less immune to the twists and turns of the current economic situation that virtually all other businesses and institutions are facing. And the publisher said that. As such, we continue to evaluate and realign our organization and operations. And see, the LA Times, I can't tell you how many years, I've been doing this for 12 years now on this station, and with Steckler and also with I was going to say his name. I know his name, Brian Whitman. Jesus Christ.
Are you serious?
Give me a break. But for 12 years, we've been telling him on the air here, it's not the economy. It's the fact that it's archaic to walk out in your driveway and pick up that Times.
Yeah, man.
I think this is the last presidential election where you're going to see the LA Times in the driveway. I have a feeling they may be online, and they probably will be for quite some time. But they've laid off 75 people down there, unfortunately. And in Los Angeles, where, you know, most of the movies are made, about 90% of them are produced, and most of them are made here, there's only one surviving film critic for the LA Times. One. One person is going to go out there and watch every film and review it.
Jesus Christ.
This Los Angeles Times is in trouble. And Sam Zell took it over a year ago and thought he could probably stop the bleeding, but he can't. And it's going away because everything we do nowadays is online. You buy your airplane tickets online. If you're going to, you know, you want to take a bus somewhere, you look at the schedule online or the train. If you're going to buy a car, a used car, or a new car, you're going to do it online. And if you're going to, you know, the reason these papers existed and flourished for a long time was the classified section. And the classified section, if you talk about something that has become completely obsolete, about a year and a half ago, I bought my wife tickets for a concert for our anniversary. It was to Gwen Stefani. She loves that Gwen Stefani. So I bought two tickets, paid like $100 each for them. And a friend of mine called, who's in the record business, said, hey, we got two extra tickets, like third row seats for Gwen Stefani. You want to go with us? So I said, yeah, sure. And that was the day of the concert. It was Friday at noon. And I said, well, I got two tickets here. I don't know how to get rid of them. And a friend of mine says, put them up on Craigslist. I said, well, it's noon. The concert's in 7 hours. He said, just put them up on Craigslist. So I didn't get around to it. At 3 o'clock, I put them up on Craigslist. And it says, you know, two tickets for Gwen Stefani tonight. Great deal. I was going to get rid of both of them for face value, $100 each. And or best offer. If you want them, you know, for $20, they're yours. Doesn't matter as long as, you know, I can get something for them. So I put them online at 3 o'clock. By 3:15, I got 9 people inquiring about them and 4 offers. In 15 minutes, I got 4 offers on these tickets and happened to sell them for more than what they're worth. Now, if I wanted to go through the LA Times and do this, at noon, I would call them and they'd say, okay, we'll put the ad in. It's not going to make Sunday's paper. We'll get that in for you for a Monday or Tuesday. I'm like, well, the concert's tonight. Like, yeah, we can't really do anything about that. So if you call the LA Times, they'd put the ad in 4 or 5 days after the concert, and those tickets would be worth nothing. So when it comes to even the classified section where they used to make a host of their money, a bundle of their money, nobody goes there anymore. Nobody looks for a house. Nobody looks for an apartment, a car, piece of furniture in the LA Times because of Craigslist. Nobody, and there's not even singles ads in the papers anymore because people are doing that online. So the internet has killed or is killing the Los Angeles Times. And I predict that, you know, this is the last election you see with that LA Times. And it's sad to see it go away because, you know, it is the paper of record and it's always been a great sports section growing up with Jim Murray and reading about those Dodgers and the Rams growing up. It was a terrific paper. And now it just seems to be so light. There's very little content, lots of ads, and you got to get it, you know, your slippers on or your shoes on in the morning to go get the newspaper. Doesn't it seem like, you know, it's such a strange thing to do? I mean, you got to get dressed to go outside and get a lump of paper on your driveway. It might as well just be carved in stone because everything is on the internet for absolutely nothing. All right, why don't you subscribe to the LA Times? I mean, do you guys have a better reason, or is the internet just killed or killing the LA Times? Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Before we go to a break, real quick, this is also an indication that it might be over for these folks downtown. There was an advertiser on this station. I'm not going to mention who it is because I don't want to get the guy in trouble. But he said he ran ads on this show, the Tim Conway Jr. show from 8 to 11 p.m., and he ran one or two ads every night for a month. He also spent about 7 times that money to put ads in the newspaper, and specifically and solely the Los Angeles Times. He would get 13 responses a month, and this is like a high-level guy. This is a guy that only needed like 3 or 4 responses or 3 or 4, you know, move 3 or 4 products a month to break even. And he got 13, he sold 13 products through the radio and just advertising on this show, and one through the LA Times. And he canceled advertising in the LA Times. It's got to be the way people are thinking nowadays. I mean, even when you do read the LA Times, who reads the ads? Who's going through those ads? All right, why have you said F it to getting the paper delivered? Yeah, whether it's the Times, the USA Today, the, I don't know, Orange County Register. That happens to be a great paper, by the way. Or the Wall Street Journal. 520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful. A miracle. Oh, it was beautiful, magical. And all the birds in the trees, they'd be singing so happily.
It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Is it over for the Los Angeles Times? Just cut another 75 workers down there. 75 in the editorial staff. Monday's cut brought the editorial staff to about 660 people, down from a high in 2001. They had 1,200. So they've cut almost half of their editorial staff in about 7 years. Doesn't look like it's going the right direction. Sue and Reseda, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hello?
Hey, Sue, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey.
I just wanted to say I am a current employee of the LA Times, and the new owner, Sam Zell, who took the company private this year, has made a complete mess of the whole infrastructure of the company.
Is that right?
He has taken the people that have been there the longest.
Right.
Because LA Times had a lot of long-term employees, 20, 30-year employees. He's not only did he fire them, he let them go. He brought in his own people who have no newspaper industry background at all,
right,
whatsoever.
Well, then how do you explain all the newspapers around the country in the toilet?
Well, I don't know about the other newspapers. I know what he's done to the Los Angeles Times.
Right.
And it's sad because the LA Times used to be a really fun place to work.
Well,
their
I don't
employees,
know about
that. Their employees were loyal. He's taken their the salespeople and he's chopped their pays.
Right.
He put them strictly on commission. He's pretty much.
Hey Sue, well, we understand you have a problem with Sam Zell. Have you ever heard that the paper was biased or leaning towards the left?
Yes.
You have.
Yes, absolutely.
Does that seem to be a problem within the Times, or something they're looking to change?
They actually are not looking to change it.
They're not.
They're proud of their stance.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, do you understand that 50% of the country, I mean, why would you operate a paper that 50% of the country initially wouldn't buy just because of their position?
You know what? That's a good question.
Yeah. So.
That's a good question.
It's just, when you're running a business, you want a piece of the entire pie, not to have it cut in half initially.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And sadly, the news.
Well, listen, Rasu, I feel bad for the people who are fired because it's not their fault. And, 75 people are now, again, going to go through the holiday season not knowing where they're going to get the next job. And the LA Times didn't have enough money to spend, to cut another 4 checks for each of them.
Well, you realize they just laid off about 150 on Monday.
Right.
And they're planning to do another layoff in December.
Right before Christmas?
Uh-huh.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
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 All right. Well, how long have you been with them?
I've been with them 4 years.
4 years?
Mm-hmm.
And I called up today to cancel only because, and again, it has nothing to do with, left or right. It doesn't matter to me. But I was just, the newspaper, by the time I got to it, I had all the information.
Right.
I mean, I read LA Times online, but
right,
to walk out in the driveway, pick it up, it just went right in the blue can.
Right, right. Mm. It's very lightweight now. They've chopped a lot of sections, and again, they're very biased. They don't present the news. They don't present all the facts, and they don't present both parties equally.
Do you think they purposely don't present all the facts?
I do.
You do.
I do. I think it's intentional.
Hmm.
And I think Sam Zell has got an agenda, and that is his. He can do what he wants because he owns the paper now.
Yeah, but his agenda, I mean, he's a big contributor to the Republican Party.
I don't know if he is, but I know that the paper has endorsed Obama.
Right.
And everybody who seems to work there is endorsing Obama.
Yeah, you seem to be
the majority.
I'm getting a vibe that you're an outsider.
I'm an outsider because I'm Republican.
Wow, I really feel bad for you, man. It's like a moth flying into a beehive every morning.
It is. That's exactly how it feels.
Well, Sue, if you ever get let go over there, come over here. We'll put you in that seat and get you a better job.
Awesome. Thank
okay.
you.
All right, take care of yourself.
All righty, you
All
too.
Right, there she goes. Finally an honest person calling us from the LA Times, man. All right, the LA Times not doing well. It is on life support down there. And Randy Wang was asking me when I used the LA Times to what did you say?
Well, when you said you start a fire with the LA Times, that's how you light your
I start the fireplace with the logs with the LA Times, right?
Yeah, so when you light the fire with the LA Times, does it smell like lies?
Hey-oh! Look at you, man. You writing for Leno?
Exactly.
Look at you.
I got a new
fire.
Job.
No, I mean, I don't know what to believe. I don't know whether it's a fire or not when I light it. All right, let's talk to a Todd in Lancaster. Why don't you get the LA Times?
Hey, Tim. Hey. You know, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, back in the day, my father would save the paper to pick up oil spots under the car, like you say, light the fire.
Yeah, there was also always like five or six different uses for the paper.
Yeah, and now in the information age, you think they'd be a little more proactive starting years ago to integrate themselves in, through the internet or any something like that.
Yeah, I don't know how they dropped the ball there.
I don't either. I mean,
you know, it's almost like, you remember, how old are you?
I'm 38.
38, so you're old enough to remember travel agencies.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd have to go to a travel agency and sit across from a chick and watch the back of a computer while she, you know, in a bad poster of France, while she tried to hammer out how you're going to get from here to St. Louis.
Yeah, I do. Same with booking a ticket for a concert or...
Yeah, and now you do it yourself. And you know what? It's become cheaper, too, because I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show, but I just booked a one-way ticket on Virgin America from LAX to Seattle for $74.
They always have an online rate that right. always beats the direct booking, like through an agent or whatever.
But you can't drive from here to Seattle for $74.
I wouldn't want to. But the reason why I don't buy the paper, Tim, is because it builds a big pile of paper that I don't know what to do with. And
yeah.
it creates a mess now. I have the internet.
I do the same thing. And it always seems to collect spiders, too. I don't
spiders,
know what it is.
Whatever it is. And I don't like fires in the house anymore. With the fireplace, I got central heating, so, I mean, I have no use for it.
I'm still like I think I was born in 1928. I still put a fire on and, you know, and the wife cooks hot chocolate. I mean, it really is sick. We got to move on. All right, buddy, we thank you for calling, Todd.
Thanks, sir.
All right, there he goes, everybody. Another guy that doesn't get that times. Let's talk to Doug in Covina. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
How you doing?
Hey.
It's about 2 pounds of advertising and about 4 ounces of news.
Yeah, I guess if you're into the advertising, you're into coupons and stuff, that's the way to roll. You got to get it on Sunday.
Yeah, but for many, as much advertising as you get in a Sunday paper, they could give the paper away.
I think they're going to. I mean, I subscribed last year to the paper for $20 for a whole year. They were running a special at the LA Times where you get Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the weekend, you know, last 4 days of the week, and you get it for $20. You know, they charge you $40, but they give you a $20 gift certificate at Best Buy, so it's like paying $20. So I was paying $20 for an entire year's worth of paper, and I still canceled it.
Yeah.
I like the news, but I can read it online. And, you know, I can jump around, and while I'm sitting there online, the newspaper's sitting there out on the curb, and I'm looking at an updated story online, and if I go out to read the Times, it's all old news.
Yeah, I look on, like, MSN homepage, and there's always new articles on there. You just click on and read it, and then you see it in a paper the next day.
Yeah, and CNN, and, you know, and Fox News, and ABC. And you know who has a great website, too? And it's not just because, you know, we're a sister station, but that KCAL9 updates their stuff. So does KBC, though. I mean, not KBC, but KBC7. ABC7, they do a pretty good job over there, too. All right, Bubba, we thank you for calling, man.
Okay, thanks.
All right, there he goes. I got another guy. No paper, man. Let's talk to Gary at LAX. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Tim, I'm doing great. How are you?
All right, man. Why don't you get the Times?
Well, I'm just driving home. Why I don't get the Times? I was subscribing to both. My wife and I were subscribing to the OC Register and the LA Times. And last week, we canceled the Times. We were like you. We were getting the Times Thursday through Sunday.
Right.
And I got sick and tired of looking at Donald Sterling's face on practically every third page. I'm done with this. And I mean,
see, I don't hate Donald Sterling, so that didn't bother me.
Well, it was just like an advertisement for his business, for what he's trying to do with the Clippers, all his philanthropic stuff.
Right.
I'm done with that.
Yeah, but, I don't know. I know they ran an ad about him, and he has like some kind of speaker where, you know, like 9 or 10 guys speak to a crowd.
And it's about every third page.
Yeah, about like
that.
A seminar that they're running. Who the Christ would go to that?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Who goes downtown to read, you know, to hear 9 blowhards talk about how great they are?
But the reason I do read newspapers are I think I process much better, you know, with the print. I'm on a machine usually during the day, so right. I can always get updates. But the perspective that the Times brought was certainly a lot different than the Register. So I got kind of both the liberal and the
right.
conservative perspective. So it worked for me. But I'm not going back to the Times, although I really like some of the writers, guys like Jerry Hirsch in the business section, Bill Plaschke in the sports section. I like it, but I just can't handle, what they're doing to their employees. I can't handle what they're doing in advertising. I don't like it anymore, so I just gave it up.
Yeah, you know, plus they're also going, I don't know if you heard that story that came out today, but they're suppressing a videotape that makes Obama look pretty bad, and they're not going to release it until after the election, if ever.
I did not hear that, no.
Yeah, there's a videotape of a 2003 banquet where Barack Obama spoke about his friendship with a leading Palestinian scholar or activist. And the Times has had this videotape, I believe, since April, and it happened in 2003. And the Los Angeles Times, it says here, quote, "We did not publish the videotape because it was provided to us by a confidential source who did so on the condition that we would not release it." So, let me ask you a quick question.
Sure.
If the LA Times was sitting on a videotape that showed John McCain at a pro-Palestinian banquet, how quickly you think it'd be released?
It'd be in a New York minute. Yeah, no doubt about it.
All right, man. Here's
what really burns me up. Is remember USA Today came out with color back in 85 or 86?
Right.
So the Times revolutionized. They owned the Baltimore Sun, the Rocky Mountain News, and the LA Times back then. I built that plant in 1989. I was with the contractor that built that plant.
So wait, they built their own printing press for it?
Yeah, and they put in 6 new color line presses, and you know, it was state of the art. They were on the leading edge, and you know, it's really sad to see a big newspaper that,
yeah.
You know,
I remember when they went to, I actually remember when they went to color, because I was sitting at the beach. I bought the paper on the way to the beach. I was a goofball. We'd take the RTD from the valley to the beach. I was only about, 13, 14, 15 years old. And I'd buy the paper on the way there because I was like a goofball and I didn't really, talk to the chicks because I didn't know how, and never was very successful. So I'm like the goofball with the zinc on his nose, reading the LA Times, and I remember opening the paper and go, wow, this is a color paper, and I'd never seen that before. And I remember a friend of mine asking me, he goes, why do you read the paper? You know, the news changes every day. Why would you read it? And I said, well, that's exactly the reason why you read it.
Yeah.
All right, Bubba, we thank you for calling. I'm sorry that all your great work went in the toilet.
All right, well, thanks, Tim.
All right, take care of yourself. All right, the LA Times, folks, they're in trouble. They're on life support down there. Just fired another 75 decent people. I think they're decent. I don't know. I imagine they are. And they're down to 660 on the editorial staff. And according to Sue from Reseda, who works at the LA Times, look out for some more layoffs in December. And I don't know how they're going to do that in this economy. To lay these people off before the holidays is a telltale sign that things are not going well down there. The Tribune stock, I believe, was at $60 when they took over the Times. I think it's now at $25. Start advertising elsewhere, folks, like perhaps here. A lot of people listening, man. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Why don't you get the paper? It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Live on 97.1 FM Talk. The LA Times is in trouble. It's on life support downtown Los Angeles. Why do you think? John and Irvine, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
All right. I've never owned a paper in my life.
You never bought one paper in your life?
Not even.
How old are you?
25.
25. Okay. You never opened up a paper machine and pulled one out?
No. I think maybe once for my wife to get the Sunday.
All right.
But hey, I got a cha-ching for you. I just bought Travelocity, went on Travelocity, Orange County to Honolulu for $350.
Wow. Cha-ching! Round trip?
Round trip.
Jesus Christ.
I checked like 2 months ago and gas prices were really high.
Right.
It was like $800, $850.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
Yep.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Congratulations. Enjoy Hawaii. Yeah, if we talked about this earlier in the hour, if you're planning on going somewhere for Thanksgiving or even Christmas, check back with the airlines. Even though you got a quote of $800-$900 before, those prices are really coming down. I got a $74 one-way ticket from LAX to Seattle on Virgin America. Try Virgin America, all brand-new planes. Never been on it before, but I heard some great things about it. Let's talk to Gabriel in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, how are you?
All right, how are you?
Good. I was the sales manager for the Los Angeles Times, and I was in charge of those people who would call you in the evening while you were having dinner.
Oh, is that right?
Like to subscribe. And so I was in the unique position of listening to all the reasons people did not want to subscribe or did not want to subscribe any longer.
Right.
And at the end of the day, what it really came down to was people are, like your other callers have said, looking to the internet for their news because it's easier to get your news that way and it's free. And unfortunately, the internet news is more comprehensive than that, you know, newspaper is nowadays. So it was really clear cut for the majority of these people.
Yeah, I mean, the article can, you're right, it doesn't really have, you know, it doesn't have to fit into a space on the paper, so it doesn't have to necessarily be, you know, 600 words or 800 words. And so they don't really restrict how big or small an article is either.
Right. The other thing about Los Angeles Times, which is interesting, and it's indicative of all the major newspapers across the United States, is that they are, even with these adverse market conditions, they are adverse to doing things differently. They do not think about what their readers want or need now in the news. They are committed to the dying end to giving you that huge newspaper every single day in the exact same format that they've, you know, yeah, they made some innovations in the 80s,
right,
3 decades ago, but you're going to still get that same newspaper and it's still going to look the same. You know, I'm not sure if you're familiar with what's happened with the newspaper industry in Europe, but they've really changed the format of it. It looks now like a tabloid that you would buy in the
supermarket. Oh, that's interesting. Well, you know, the New York Post has a great paper. And again, if you're, you know, left wing, you probably hate it. If you're right wing, you probably enjoy it. But I'm not talking about the content. I'm actually just talking about the physical paper.
Right.
It's more
yes.
like a magazine, easier to read. The articles are a little shorter. And, you know, I wish they had something like that out here.
Yeah. And it really turned around, stagnant trends in most of Europe. And when I started at the LA Times, you know, we were in one of those big executive meetings and this was one of my first meetings and I had never had any newspaper experience and that's why they told me they were attracted to me in that role. But I remember in my first meeting, I talked about that and you would have thought that I just, you know, had, you know, did something horrid.
Right.
And everybody was just appalled to think that I would even suggest that the huge LA Times, you know, that's been a staple of our society for the last 100 plus years would
right.
something different and innovative.
Yeah, I mean, it's a real closed-minded, you know, philosophy there. All right, Gabriel, we thank you for calling, buddy.
All right.
All right, you take care of yourself. Even the Globe or what is the magazine? I think it's like National Enquirer. These magazines even have gone to like a real glossy sort of magazine type or some of them. And that may be the way to go for the LA Times, but certainly this isn't working. Where a guy drops it off on your doorstep or your driveway every day, you got to run out and get it. If it's raining, God knows when that'll happen next. Paper's wet. It sucks. Jonathan and Sherman Oaks, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, all right.
I work for a marketing company that's actually done a lot of work in the past for the LA Times.
Right.
And with the whole new management, they're pretty close-minded now. One of the ideas that we were going forward with that they put a halt to was actually delivering the paper by 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening with today's news. So once you come home from work, you would get today's news on the paper that is delivered to you on the same day.
That's interesting. I mean, sort of like the Herald Examiner.
Exactly.
Right.
So there's a couple of different papers, local papers, that do it in different parts of the states. But
the risk that certainly that comes along with is, have you ever read the Herald Examiner? Are you old enough to have read them?
No, I have not.
Even the people like, you know, myself who didn't do well in school could take a red pen out and correct spelling and, and grammar. It was pretty wild once it got to you. All right, buddy. We thank you for calling. The Los Angeles Times lays off 10% of their editorial staff, which is not a good sign. Anytime a company makes massive layoffs before holidays, they don't like to do that. You know, the holidays are coming up. You got Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa. I don't know what you celebrate. But whatever it is, you like to try to get people to January. You know, it's just like the decent thing to do. Charlie in Santa Monica, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Tim. Hey. Doing really nice work.
Thank you.
The one thing that infuriated me about the paper is when I got that phone call, which I guess your other caller said was a salesperson, when they were saying, oh, I see that you're coming to the end of your weekend subscription. We're going to go ahead and start you on the week-long subscription at, you know, no problem and no extra cost. And I said, you know, no, thank you. I'm going to cancel at the end of my, you know, current subscription. And the condescension in their voice, when the last thing the guy said to me is like, I don't understand why you wouldn't want to get more papers on more days for the same price. And it's almost as if, like, somebody told me later, hey, man, they're really calling for their jobs and they're trying to keep their jobs. But the condescension in the man's voice was just so irritating that I said, I am not coming back with another subscription.
Yeah, and you know what? It's you only get one of those. You get turned off once like that, you never come back.
That's right.
And I'm sorry that happened to you, Charlie. All right, thanks for calling, buddy. And that guy lives in Santa Monica. You know, it's not like, you know, Santa Monica is, you know, run and populated by Republicans. There happens to be some people in Santa Monica who are Democrats, and they're tired of it, too. This newspaper, it might be going away. Joe in Detroit, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Back in the day, in the 70s, the Detroit News and the Detroit Free Press, they sold their papers for a nickel during the week and a dime on weekends for the Sunday paper. Basically, they were giving them away. That's when money meant something, you know, as opposed
right.
to, you know, now. And you didn't have all the competition of 24-hour news stations.
Right. Now essentially, they're giving it away.
Yeah, but they don't get the point. I don't need to read their paper. They need me to read it so they can sell advertising and tell the advertisers they've got somebody reading the paper.
Yeah.
And they don't get that point when you try to tell them that. I'm not going to pay them for it, but I will read it.
I know, but you know what? They don't get that from you, they didn't get it from me, and they didn't get it from everybody that canceled because they make no moves down there.
And it's every newspaper in the country
I know, but you know what? I don't understand why the public and everybody collectively has said, this is why we don't get the LA Times, and yet they make no changes down there. It does seem like, maybe it's like cocaine, you know? You know, once you're on it and it grabs a hold of you, you got to still do it no matter what happens. Andrew, real quick, in Glendale, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Tim, I'm doing pretty good.
All right.
I still get the LA Times, love to sit down, have my coffee. It's quiet. My wife is at work in the morning,
right.
And I just read the newspaper.
You know what? Are you calling us from 1972?
I was born in 1972.
Oh, is that right? What a lucky guess.
Yeah.
You know what? I understand the vibe and why people, you know, and how, you know, that's sort of relaxing to do. You can read at your own pace, and your eyes aren't on fire after reading a computer screen for 10 minutes.
Exactly.
I get the vibe. I just, you know, the content and, you know, having to walk outside to get it on stories and reading stories that I know are obsolete and old is just too annoying. Every time I read a story in the LA Times, I think to myself, I wonder what the update is. And then I go in, go on the computer, and I go, oh, there's an update. Here's a perfect example. When the story came out the other day that Jennifer Hudson's mother and her brother were killed and the little boy was missing, I read in a newspaper, it wasn't the LA Times, I read in a newspaper that they were still looking for the car and looking for the kid. Then I went in online, and that story was about 7 hours old, that they unfortunately had found that child. And that's just sort of, you know, an indication that paper in your hands cannot support daily news. It's moving too quickly, and the papers can't catch up. And a perfect example of that is, you know, 1,200 people used to work at the LA Times and their editorial staff, and now it's down to 660. And according to one of the callers who works at the LA Times, that's going even further down in December. They're going to reduce their staff again. And it's just too bad. I mean, these people are all, you know, probably hardworking, good at what they do. And for some reason, this LA Times doesn't have the money to hold on to them for another 2 months through the holidays. I think it's a real indication that things aren't going well down there. All right, speaking of the news, Gina Grad is going to do the news at 9 p.m. tonight, or a little after 9. What's going on with that news?
Well, a new Palin puppet leaves many people perturbed, and Catherine Zeta-Jones is coming back to the big screen after a long hiatus. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
Yeah, I can't wait to see her back, man. I wish you like her. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. When we come back, we also have, right after the news, or maybe we'll actually invite him into the news, a very funny comic we've had on before. We'll tell you who he is when we come back. This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We're live on 97.1 FM Talk.